Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Philippians chapter 4 today, verses 11 through 13. That's Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13. Paul goes on and says, "Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I'm in to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger and abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Once again, we see that Paul's focus is on Christ, not his circumstances. He's experienced plenty and want. He's experienced abundance and need. And he didn't speak of their gift and mention their gift to him financially because he thought that they were his supply. No, he knew his supply was God himself. And as he says here, this is the secret of being content. Don't miss that. This is the secret of being content in any situation. I can do anything and everything that I need to through Christ who gives me strength. In other words, God is my supply. He supplies what I need. He will give me his grace for whatever it is. If it's to do something that's hard, he'll give me the grace to do it. If I have a financial need, he'll give me the grace in order to have that need met. If he wants me to give generously, he'll give me the grace in order to be able to do that as well. Whatever it is, whether I have an abundance or need, I've learned the secret of being content. I can do all things through Christ. When I'm in abundance, it's not like God loves me more than those times when I'm in need. All of those are part of his shaping and his testing and his training and his molding. He puts me in times of hunger and in times of want so that I would be reminded of my dependence and show me where my heart is and to teach me to walk with him and to listen to what he says in those times of prosperity. That's a test as well. Am I going to acknowledge my dependence on God, or am I going to think that I'm okay because now I have what I can see as a supply? Is my heart going to actually stay trusting in the Lord, or am I going to trust in my bank account? And again, all the way through, everything we go through in life is all part of God's shaping and molding and training and teaching. After our salvation, he brings us in as his children and he disciplines us. But Paul had come to realize that he no longer was up when there was money in the account and down when there wasn't money in the account. He said, "Look, I'm not speaking of your gift because I'm in need. I've learned the secret of being content in every circumstance. I know it is to be in need. I know it is to have plenty. I can do anything and everything I need through Christ who gives me strength." In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, listen to what Jesus said, and Paul understood the heart of God. In Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11, Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Paul understood that when he was in need or in want, God wasn't withholding it from him because he was mad or not a good God. He was doing it for his purposes, and he's going to take care of him, and he'll supply his need. When he gave him blessings, it was just a part of his generosity for who he was, but it never changed how God's attitude toward him. God was a God of love and generosity, and he knew what the heart of the Father was toward him, and because of that, he'd learned to be content in whatever situation. Paul wasn't acknowledging the Philippians' gift in order to say, "Boy, I'm so glad you guys gave because I wouldn't have had it without you." No, he knew that if the Philippians gave nothing, God was going to take care of him anyway. Folks, let me just challenge you. Are you truly content? Because when you truly are content, you can actually be generous. When you really believe that God will supply all your need and God will take care of you and he'll take care of you no matter what, you then can be generous and give to those in need. You can meet the need of others because you know God will take care of you. But when you are really not believing that God's for you, you'll be a penny pincher and a Scrooge and trying to protect what's yours. I want to challenge you today. Are you trusting in the fact that God has got you? Are you truly content? Or are you only content when things are the way you want them? I want to challenge you to truly trust that God's got you and become a generous person. I look forward to sharing some more from Philippians on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.